Welcome to Mind Brews, your daily dose of information. Let's start. Sauces that rule. The why and how of mother sauces. Once upon a time, in a far, faraway land called Paris, there was a wonderful chef named Marie-Antoine Kerm who had a passion for cooking and a dire love for the French. Dirt poor Antoine worked at a cheap restaurant, bustling tables and making an honest living. A biographer wrote, "The boy, thus abandoned, could have knocked on the door of a carpenter or of a locksmith or of a clothes merchant. Destiny led him to a humble cookshop, the owner of which gave him his first lesson in cooking. In the streets of Paris, Antonin found his calling. Having an avid interest in cooking and, quite frankly, a natural flair, he worked for restaurants, branching out to various cookeries. He worked for or alongside leading Parisian chefs for a large part of his life. Kerm was known as the King of Chefs and the Chef of Kings. In his later years, he worked on multiple projects and wrote books of culinary genius. He created what we know today as the mother sauces or, in his phrase, the grandes sauces, on which classic French haute cuisine is based. His recipes for velouté, béchamel, allemande, and espagnol became standard for French chefs of his day. His classifications were retained, with modifications, by later chefs, including Auguste Escoffier, and the concept of mother sauces continued to be acknowledged by subsequent generations of cooks, including James Beard and Julia Child. Georges Auguste Escoffier, Kerm's 20th century contemporary, later updated this list in Le Guide Culinaire, demoting the Allemande sauce to a child of the velouté and adding sauce tomate. What is a sauce? A sauce is nothing but a liquid, cream, or semi-solid food served on or used in preparing other foods. You may be familiar with some sauces already. Some of the most commonly found pre-processed sauces easily available would be tomato, barbecue, chili, etc. While these are sauces in their own right, the mother sauces that Antoine left us with are recipes that are far simpler, luxurious, and, like he said, grander. Roux, pronounced roux, is the thickening agent used in three of the five French mother sauces, espagnole, béchamel, and velouté. The roux is cooked for a different amount of time for each sauce to vary the color. When Marie-Antoine Kerm was creating his classification, he discovered that all sauces comprised of the same three elements. The formula is as follows. A liquid, a thickener, and seasoning. Roux is made from equal parts fat and flour. The fat is heated until it is a frothy liquid, and then the flour is stirred in to create a thick paste. A white roux is used for béchamel sauce, and this variation requires the shortest cooking time. As the roux is cooked for longer periods of time, it goes from white to gold to brown. Here are the basic formulas of five mother sauces. Béchamel. Roux plus dairy, milk or cream, velouté. Roux plus white stock espagnole. Roux plus brown stock tomato. Roux plus tomatoes hollandaise. Egg yolks plus clarified melted butter plus acid like lemon juice. So now we are done with the basics. Let's talk about these mother sauces in more detail. Béchamel. If you have eaten homemade macaroni and cheese, then the chances are you've experienced the rich creaminess of béchamel. Oh, this is the silkiest sauce you can use for chicken pot pie, macaroni and cheese, scalloped potatoes, lasagna, and gravy, and it will have you lingering on your spoons. The key ingredients are butter, roux, and more butter. Traditional French, Greek, and Italian béchamel recipes incorporate salt and nutmeg into their sauces. Béchamel was originally an Italian sauce, balsamella, that became a hit in the French royal court of King Louis XIV, where it was renamed béchamel, after his chief steward. Derivations of béchamel. Crememerne subisico saison Antoine velouté. If you've ever felt your tongue slipping out of your mouth, you, my friend, are experiencing the velouté. Starting with butter, flour, stock, and to top it off, butter, this sauce is perfect for a rainy day, cozy and warm like how you should be when you should be. This classic French sauce brings a much-needed elegant touch to dishes like chicken pot pie, fish, vegetables, and various gravies that will cause you to salivate. Derivations of velouté. Allemande like Palette Cardinal Poultry velouté like Supreme and Albufeira fish velouté like Bercy and Normand Espagnol. Also known as a brown sauce, Espagnol begins with a mirepoix, carrot, celery, and onions, beef stock, and the rich, reglazed brown bits from beef bones. From there, tomato paste and spices are added to develop a deep, complex flavor. This sauce can single-handedly impress your dinner date. Use it for your meat, stews, and gravies and watch them be awestruck by your cooking. Derivatives of Espanol, demi-glace like poivrade, grand vinaigre and bigarade tomato. Probably the very first mother sauce ever created, and nanas all around the world would agree. The most convenient and textured sauce commonly found in the kitchen is a mixture of onions, garlic, and tomatoes. Traditionally, however, the sauce merely relies on tomato reduction to build flavor and thickness. Slap it on a pizza or pour it on your pasta. This sauce is versatile and ready to be used in your dishes. Derivations of tomato. Bolognese, Portuguese, Milanese, Creole, Hollandaise. It is also considered an emulsified sauce. Think of Hollandaise as a new mayonnaise that uses clarified butter in place of oil and gets drizzled over asparagus and eggs. Hollandaise takes patience. You'll need to temper the mixture so the eggs do not curdle. The sauce can break easily, but you can patch things together by adding a little heavy cream and whisking until the sauce returns to its smooth state. Derivations of Hollandaise. Béarnaise. Foyot, Palois, Chiron, Bavarois sauce, cream, Fleurette, Maltese sauce, Noisette sauce. Marie-Antoine Kerm's impact on modern French cuisine is undeniable. His work shaped classical French cooking techniques and inspired countless chefs to pursue culinary excellence. By understanding the foundational elements of the mother sauces, both amateur and professional chefs can elevate their cooking, continuing Kerm's legacy in kitchens around the world.